This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Senator John McCain, an internationally renowned Vietnam War hero who served 30 years in the U.S. Senate, has died due to complications stemming from brain cancer. His family was by his side. The 81-year-old McCain was part of many of the past three decades' most significant political moments. He was the 2008 Republican presidential nominee in a contest that he lost to President Barack Obama. A graduate of the Naval Academy, McCain, an Arizona Republican, followed both of his father and grandfather, who were four-star admirals, into the U.S. Navy. After announcing he had brain cancer last year, McCain appeared on NBC News.
I celebrate what a guy who stood fifth from the bottom of his class at the Naval Academy has been able to do. I am so grateful. Every night when I go to sleep, I am just filled with gratitude.
During a 1967 bombing run over Hanoi, McCain's plane was shot down, nearly killing him. He was captured by North Vietnamese forces, spent 6 years as a prisoner of war. He was well known in the U.S. for working with members of the opposition, the Democratic Party, to tackle issues such as immigration, campaign finance reform, and climate change. Even though there had been contention between McCain and President Trump, the president tweeted his condolences to the McCain family. On the first papal visit to Ireland in nearly 40 years, Pope Francis met with survivors of clerical abuse and, by at least one account, uttered strong condemnation of members of the clergy who committed those crimes. Francis said he was committed to vetting the church of the scourge, regardless of the moral cost or the amount of suffering to those involved. This is VOA News.